Stunde, die Spiele von Berlin.
Adolf Hitler hoped that the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin, Germany, would showcase the athletic prowess of German athletes, and by extension, promote his own theories of Aryan supremacy. Providing the strongest challenge to such open bigotry was the United States track team, featuring several prominent black athletes and a world-class relay team that included two Jewish sprinters. What transpired showcased both the best and the worst of what the Olympics has to offer. Well before the games began, sprinter and hurdler Jesse Owens had already set himself a place in sports history. Owens set high school records in the long jump, the 100, and the 200-yard dashes. In 1935, while competing as a student at Ohio State, he broke three world records and equaled a fourth within the space of 45 minutes. Entering the Olympics, he felt confident enough to predict three victories for himself. That turned out to be an understatement.
Jesse Owens is running in white shoes today. Ralph is running in black shoes. And here they go, down on the mark.
On August 3, 1936 in Berlin, over 100,000 fans watched Owens crouched into his set position, awaiting the sound of the starting gun for the 100-meter final.
The wind is blowing here. It's a little bit chilly. They're set. The gun sounds and they're away. And Jesse Owens comes out of there with Ralph Metcalf.
Owens exploded off the mark, shot into the lead, and never let go.
Owens starts moving. He's a yard or two out in front. Metcalf is coming second up on him. It's Owens, Metcalf, and Ozendorf.
But Owens was just warming up. The following day, he set a new Olympic record in the broad jump. The day after, Owens set yet another Olympic mark in the 200-meter dash.
Very glad to have won my three events in the games here at Berlin. It's been the first time since 1924, about 12 years ago, and I'm very proud to have won.
Jesse Owens wasn't finished yet. On the morning of the 4x100-meter trial heats, the two Jewish runners on the heavily favored U.S. team, Marty Glickman and Sam Stoller, were replaced by two other sprinters, one of whom was Owens. Some observers suspected that the runners had been dropped from the race at the behest of U.S. Olympic Committee President Avery Brundage, so as not to further humiliate Hitler. But the relay team and Jesse Owens would not be deterred from their own date with glory. Four events, four gold medals. Despite the feelings of the nation's leader, German fans cheered Owens and followed him through the streets of Berlin. In 1984, nearly 50 years after his legendary feats at Olympic Stadium, a street in Berlin was renamed in Owens' honor.